This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Coming up at 5 o'clock, our pal Joe Beninati joins us ahead of Caps and Canes tonight. Never read the comments at 5:30. Logan and I talking about Josh Connerly at 6. So we are locked and loaded. Taking your calls now though at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Mark, who wants to chime in on our conversation about the Commanders' biggest weaknesses on the roster. Mark, go ahead. Thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Oh, hey, Craig. Hey, Anthony. Thanks for taking my call. I agree with you guys. I think, you know, linebacker is a need. I don't think it's a glaring need. I like to pick a Medrano. But I wanted to ask you, Craig, like your thoughts, and I don't know if you have some insight on this. I was really shocked that Dan Quinn didn't go after Adam Peters, didn't go after Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker, former draft pick from Clemson, who's always been an athletic, like, just anomaly to me, and super fast, and I think can run sideline to sideline. I know he didn't work out in Arizona where he was drafted. He didn't work out with the New York Giants, but I've always wanted to understand, like, coach's philosophy. If you had a high grade on a player when they were drafted, do you put more weight on the fact that they didn't work out in their first few years in the NFL, or do you go back to your view of them and say, like, what you can do with them? Because I always know that, you know, I knew that Dan Quinn was always touted for being able to develop people. So I was just like, man, there's a guy sitting there who would be cheap, who is athletic, who is great, who I think would fit in with Boo and Wagner. And I just was like blown that they didn't even – it didn't seem like he was even an interest of theirs. What was your thoughts?
It's a great question, generically speaking, right? I think the Simmons piece is pretty easy, Mark, and that is Isaiah Simmons has not been a good NFL football player. And when you put it in the context of your question, that you could say, well, he hasn't been a good football player yet. But this is a guy who last year with the New York Giants, who weren't exactly crushing it on defense. They were looking for solutions, right? He only got on the field for 181 snaps. And it's not like he was hurt. He played, if I'm looking at this correctly, in all 18 games. He just played less than 30 snaps in all but one of them. He played 31 snaps in their game against Washington, ironically enough. So that is, I think, the answer when it comes to Simmons is, although I think that there are traits there, he hasn't been able to put them together in any meaningful way. It's probably his best season was in Arizona in 2022, and he did a fair amount of pass rushing that year, and like that was good, or that was okay, I would say. But like the idea that he could be this hybrid safety guy who could cover all over the field, run, make tackles, like it's just not who he's been. I mean, last year in New York, for instance, he's got an 18% missed tackle rate, and it's his missed tackle rate's gotten worse every single year of his career. So I think that kind of explains the Simmons piece, but I think your question generically is a fascinating one, and one that I think it depends, is of course the answer, but it kind of depends on why the guy hasn't worked out. I think if coaches like a guy and GMs like a guy coming out and they look at how he's used and they just go, I don't know what that other coaching staff was doing. Why would you possibly use player X in role Y? He's clearly a role X guy. Then you might bring him in and say, like, okay, let's go. Also, what was your scouting report like? Was there character concerns? This is a guy that, oh, if he comes in the right environment, maybe you get the best out of him. Or were there concerns and maybe where he went, you go, oh, okay, those concerns probably got realized and we're not really that interested. And so I think it depends on why you think a guy didn't work out in a certain place, what you maybe think of the coach that had him, what you know about the position coach, what intel you're able to gather. But certainly, especially for a second chance for Simmons, this is now a third team. But for a second chance guy, I think that there are a ton of coaches around the league that love a reclamation project because and you can say, it's a chance to get a guy on the cheap and it's like good, smart team building. Or you can say on a more negative light, coaches have massive egos and GMs have massive egos and they love to say like, oh, I can fix him when this other guy failed. But I think that does happen quite a bit. And it's just a matter of why did the guy fail in the first place? And do we think that we have the program schematically and environment wise that he can thrive with us?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, because I mean, I definitely hear what you're saying. I guess I looked at probably alluding to what you're pointing at is that Isaiah Simmons. I didn't see like great defensive minded coaches in his staff at Arizona, and certainly not with the Giants. And I was just like, man, like, you know, does it impact a player that much that, you know, your first few years in the league, if you're coached poorly, you just have these bad habits or these bad traits? Because it's just like if you took his tape. I mean, and I don't know, maybe this is not fair, but I'm just thinking, like, if you put Isaiah Simmons' Clemson tape on in this year's draft, I feel like he's a top 10 pick again. You know what I mean? And it's just like, man, how does that level of talent just go so unused and so unproductive when you're just like, this dude is awesome? You know what I mean? We were debasing whether or not taking him or Chase Young at one point. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's an athletic freak, but I think the thing about a guy like Simmons is when you're an athletic freak and you're playing in college, that athletic freakiness is enough to make you the baddest dude on the field. When you get to the NFL, everyone's an athletic freak. And so you go from being 30% more athletic than everyone else to being 5% more athletic than everyone else. And now you got to do other stuff. Now it's a mental game. Now it's a mentality. It's a physicality. It's a lot of other stuff other than being long, rangy, fast. And, you know, you have to react in way, you're being manipulated schematically, especially at the linebacker position. You know, we were having a conversation on Take Command today about Cain Medrano and why we think that there is a huge potential upside for him. Now it's a sixth round pick. It's a long shot that he becomes like the next Fred Warner, but he at least has the movement skills that you go, it's possible. And a lot of guys coming in the league, it's not even possible. And, you know, Logan had this line as we were having the discussion that I thought was great. And he's like, in these Kyle Shanahan offenses, which is like half the league, the guy they're trying to manipulate is you. If you're the linebacker, They're trying to pull you out of this passing lane for the wide receivers. They're trying to get you isolated on a tight end in a bad one-on-one matchup. And I think for a guy like Simmons, he is just never, like, I don't know. His PFF grades and coverage are actually pretty good outside of last year. So, like, he does some stuff well, but he's never really, despite the fact that he's an athletic freak, that athleticism and the way he was able to use it at Clemson just hasn't parlayed itself into the NFL. And I do think that, to your thought process, the hybrid safety linebacker is a thing that Dan Quinn has had a ton of success with. And I think if they saw a potential hidden gem, they probably would have pursued it. But my guess is there's probably, whether it's character, and I don't necessarily mean that he's like a bad guy, but character in terms of his competitiveness, in terms of how he is as a teammate, in terms of the mentality and like how he plays on tape. Is there a certain level of aggression that he has that is required to really be a DQ Adam Peters guy? There's clearly something lacking there that I would have to study Simmons more as a player to understand what's missing. But I bet if I spent about 10 minutes doing it, I could probably figure it out, knowing the answer to the test that he is not clearly one of their guys.
He's not a commander. I can get that.
Yeah.
I can get that. What do you think about Justin Simmons, though, at safety? Because I think that's the position I think is the weakest, kind of what you guys are saying.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I think that he's an interesting guy, obviously super talented, super accomplished when he did in Denver, but he was also available for them to pick up the entire offseason last year into training camp until Atlanta did, and then he wasn't exactly awesome in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes the cliff comes fast for DBs, and Simmons is a guy that I wonder if it's come for. But, hey, Mark, I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot for checking in. All right. Yeah, you got it. Toppin Show, we're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Great question there. Good discussion. Love those types of theoretical discussions. Definitely keep them coming. If you ever have a topic that you want to get to us, leaving a comment on our YouTube page, that's a good way to do it, because that gets you in every the comments. But if you also have something you're like, hey, I'd love for you to talk about this, especially if it's with Logan, we do mailbags. So go to HoffmanShow.com. And you can use the contact link, send us a note, and something that either Anthony and I can discuss here on the radio, or perhaps Logan and I will discuss on Take Command. When we get back, we're talking puck. Joe Beninati joins us ahead of Game 2 tonight at Capital One Arena.